Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alfitz Morris. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alfitz Morris. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Macek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Hisa reaches second base with a double. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Slayton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heisa moves to third. Harper moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Lance Clemens now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clemens juggles the ball. That's an error on Clemens. Briggs goes all the way around to score. May moves to third. It's 6-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. May steals home. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heisa hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Knupp moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Bruce Dalcanton. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. Knupp moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 7-1, Brewers. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Knupp scores. Martinez scores. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Brewers. John Morris now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Valdespino moves to second. It's 7-5, Brewers. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. Otis moves to second. It's 7-6, Brewers. Jerry Bell now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to third for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Butler now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Patek hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heisa hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Jokio pinch hits for Bobby Noop. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Schall trying to get to third. May throws the ball into Matchick, who tags Schall for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach pinch runs for Tommy Harper. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Theobald bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dave May now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.